Hello, hello.
Hi Gary, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
It's been a while.
I know. How have you been?
I'm okay. People have been asking me to do brunch with them on Sundays, so sometimes me and Eddie couldn't make it. And then yesterday, last week, I just slept all day. I was that tired.
Wow,
Yeah,
all
it was
day.
cold. It was, yeah. Well, I got up about 3.
Okay.
But it was, I don't know, I just felt it's very tired.
Yes. Yeah, it is cold. Today is really cold. Today is 22 degrees, I believe.
It doesn't feel as bad as the temperature says.
Okay.
Because I went out already.
Oh, you did?
I went out to get breakfast, so it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday was cold.
Ooh. Yeah, they say it's 25 degrees now and it's gonna snow soon.
Hey,
Hi.
Sylvia.
Hey, Gary.
Hello.
Hello.
You look so relaxed, Sylvia.
I know, right? I'm like super
Yes.
relaxed today.
I see.
It's a relaxing Sunday today.
Yes. But it's doable to go outside. So you're not gonna freeze your bundle. It
That's good. That's good news.
is very good news.
Yeah. But definitely still wear your scarf and hat.
Oh yeah.
It can creep up on you.
Wear your T-Mobile scarf.
Yes, I do wear it. I wear the T-Mobile scarf and
You have to wear your scarf.
oh, you have it. It's really warm, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
I'll test it out later today, maybe.
Yeah, I mean I
The one
wrap
is
it
real
around
cold.
twice, but it's warm. I
That's
mean,
good though.
yeah, maybe try it out in a little warmer weather. Yeah, like 30s. But it's not that bad.
It's gonna be 30 today. About 30, 32.
Oh, really?
Are you guys ready for the snowstorm?
No. But we'll have fun with it. You know, it's gonna
That's supposed to
snow.
happen tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow
No.
morning. Well,
Or.
actually tonight around 11, 12.
Well, I don't know. It says it's gonna start in 30 minutes.
Oh, it did? Okay. They keep changing the weather.
Yeah. It might start later, because usually when it starts now, it starts later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to see everybody. Dana couldn't make it today, but we
I
have
saw.
Gary, myself, Cindy, and Sylvia so far.
And we have to go out again. I miss you
Yes!
guys.
I miss
I
you
miss you
too. Oh,
guys.
man. It's just been a tough one. Hopefully, we can all schedule something soon. Maybe when it's get warmer.
Yep.
Yes.
Something fun. Some,
Yeah.
I guess outdoorsy still, since we still have to be careful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, let's see. I think I have an article that I would like to share.
Okay.
$14 billion raised for the Great Green Wall to continue planting trees across Africa, keeping the Sahara from destroying villages. So basically, they raised all this money called the Green Wall in Africa because the desert has been growing, and which causes less forest, less plants, less gardening, less farming, less tree. Everywhere is definitely needed for the trees and for us to grow and plant produce. So with this project, the $14 billion project, they're gonna plant trees around Africa on the borders around the Sahara. That, I think that was pretty awesome. And all of these financers are from the government of France, the World Bank, and the African Development Bank. A massive wall of trees across the continent to span 5,000 miles. It will not only hold back the desert, it will also hold back poverty. It's also gonna bring jobs to people. People will also have jobs caring for the plants. I think it's a great opportunity for people, and also bringing oxygen and beauty to Africa. So I thought that was great. And here you see,
That does look good.
you see people farming, growing their crops.
Oh, I love that. They're really taking, people are taking care of the environment.
Yeah. It's creating a lot of green jobs.
Very nice.
Go Africa.
The going social issue is keeping the environment green.
Yes.
Yes.
Very important.
I am all for that.
Well, you saw how this pandemic was. Everybody, you know, all the pollution, all the noise and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, when the pandemic was happening, everything calmed down. The environment was better. Less smog, less traffic. You know, you need to do that, but with people, you know, walking around.
Very nice. Yeah. And I love that brands are also, because I've been studying a bit about marketing and branding these days, and they say the best way to get people to pay attention to your company is to speak to their social issues. And one of the biggest social issues now is the environment.
Yes, definitely.
We live on Earth, so why not do good to the Earth?
Yeah, we definitely have to be careful what we do. People in the past, they took it for granted, but you know, now with global warming and deforestation, we have to try to preserve as much as we can.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah,
I agree.
Always.
Yeah, good. And to piggyback off of keeping our planet green, there's another article I found where IKEA bought 11,000 acres of U.S. forest to keep it from being developed. And they bought it. Yeah, it was really cool. And I have so much furniture from IKEA. I used to love going to IKEA when we used to be able to go. I mean, it's just fun. Like, you go in there and you get to walk around and you see like actual kitchens and living rooms, and you can just see how it would look in your place. And I have like 1, 2, 3 bookshelves, and I have a desk, all from IKEA. And it's so fun because you buy it and you put it together yourself. Everything is assembly required, but it's not hard. I just really love that they're putting themselves out there and they're really showing people that, yeah, we're a brand that really cares about the environment. They say one of their principles is protecting the environment, and they strive to become a carbon neutral company. Yep.
That's really awesome.
That's
for
good.
A big company. Yeah,
they bought 11,000 acres of forest in Georgia.
Ooh.
So they bought it so developers can't buy it and knock it down and make stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I see so many condos and buildings, and you don't see a lot of leaves or, you know, forests out there.
Yeah.
It's just good to keep the beauty of Earth.
Keep the...
Imagine we all become buildings and that's it.
That would be
that
terrible.
Would be scary.
That's why we're called the concrete jungle.
Yes.
Yes. Maybe they should buy some... They should buy some more parks and trees in New York City.
Yeah, New York City definitely has less parks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully they keep the parks what they have right now.
Yeah, and...
I like it, you know.
I like it too. And they say the great thing about trees is it sucks up carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. So that's good for our environment.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, definitely we need it in New York with the... you know, the pollution.
Oh, yes.
Everything from the cars.
Well, you see they're expanding the bike lanes now, like on the Queensboro Bridge. They're going to take a car lane out, and they're going to make it for a pedestrian or a bike walkway. So they're going to have an extra one. So
on the Queensboro?
Yeah. You know where Queensboro Plaza is?
That's the 59th Street?
Queensboro Plaza is? You know where? Over there. They're gonna take a lane out, and they're going to make it a bike lane. Or they're going to use the bike lane. Uh-huh. But two ways, and the other path is going to be for pedestrians.
Okay.
So that'll get less cars, you know, off the street.
Yeah,
you know, because if you can bike.
Yeah, it's traffic there usually, but hopefully it doesn't really kill the traffic. But I like the environmental factor of it.
Well, I think more and more people are biking. So that I think that's why they're doing that. Because a lot of people can't, you know, with the pandemic and everything, people can't afford cars as much. Or some people want to, you know, bike to work. Like I know a lot of people who have cars, but they bike to work.
Yeah, it saves money, actually. You know, I was looking up cars just to see what's the cheapest cars to lease. And even with leasing, it's $300-something a month. So it's a lot of money actually for some people. So I definitely would not do that for now. I think bike would be a better option because bike is kind of free.
That's true. You just need a car for shopping or go out of state.
Oh, what?
I said you just need a car for shopping or going out of state, you know.
Yes.
That's what we do.
I mean, a car helps. Yes. Yeah, but it would be nice to have a fuel efficient car, like something less pollutant, and that would help a lot.
Yeah, I only rent cars to go out of state, you know. Okay. That's what I did like a few months ago. Just getting out of state and just, you know.
So you rented a car to just drive out of state? Nice. I mean, I have a great deal with my car right now. I don't want to give it up. It's like I only pay $80 a month
for my car. That's good.
Insurance, that's it. So that's it.
Yeah, if you can do something like that, do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's an old car and it breaks down. I had to fix it yesterday, but it's still running. So I'm just keeping it as long as it goes.
Financially speaking, the best thing to do would just be to buy a car for like $1,000, use it for like a year or two until it falls apart, get another one for $1,000. Because in the long run, you're only paying $1,000 for 2 years worth of a car compared to paying $20,000, $40,000 for a car that's only going to last you 5 years anyway. So.
And Matthew's here.
That sounds good.
Thank you for that tip.
Yeah, Matt, we were talking about all this getting together and doing something, you know, wearing our mask, which incidentally, the engineers in San Diego, they're designing new face masks with test strips, you know, like they have the pregnancy tests.
So they got the COVID test on the mask?
Yes.
Wow. That's different.
That's pretty cool. You could actually get that instead of a COVID test because the COVID test I hear is very uncomfortable.
Oh, I've had it. It's not that bad. They just put, you know, something up your nose. It depends who does it.
I guess so. It's pretty invasive, but I mean, it's good to test to know if you have it or not. But if they found a better way, you know, where it's not so invasive, that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a color-changing strip. In the future, be mounted on face masks to detect the presence of COVID-19 in the air you breathe. Wow.
So like a litmus paper, like you know, like one of those paper that changes. It's gonna be like that.
Yes.
So is it?
It's still working on it.
Okay. Would it be visible to people, or is it?
Yes, it's gonna be a strip.
Oh.
Right now they're working on it. The project was launched by nano engineers at UC San Diego with a $1.3 million grant from the NIH's Rapid Acceleration of Diagnostics Radical Program. So they created a small test and they're just testing it right now. But after breathing through the mask for 4 or 5 hours, enough particles would be available to determine if you came in contact with the virus throughout the duration or indeed if you perhaps have contracted it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. That's good. I think that's a great idea. You know, but they really have to test it because what if other factors make the paper change?
Yes.
So you really have to be careful with that.
But they're working on it.
Yay, that's good news.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully the pandemic goes away with that and, you know, we're all doing our efforts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still wearing my mask and just going out if I, you know, go out. Just being safe.
Yes.
In the future, children will start to be born with natural face masks on.
Oh no. They'll have a mask face.
So how you doing, Matt?
I can't complain. I'm doing pretty well. Haven't seen anybody in a long time because, well, COVID, but
right.
Life is good. Yeah. Stock market's good.
Good. Yes. Especially GameStop.
Yeah, I wish I bought into GameStop. I really wish I did.
Yeah, when I worked there, the stock wasn't that bad. But
all us regular people are finally able to get money, and that's a good thing.
That is true.
Yeah, I wish I knew about it. I would have gotten in on it.
Yeah. So could you explain, like, quickly what's going on, Matthew, with the stock market? Like, quickly, in the positive note?
How do I put this in simple words? There's two ways you can buy stocks, essentially. I mean, there's a lot of ways, but there's two fundamental principles. Some people buy stocks hoping the stock goes up. The most logical, most people, regular people tend to do that. Then there are people that buy stock hoping it goes down. And they basically buy the stock when it goes down. It's called short selling. And they have to sell it back at a premium at such and such date if it doesn't go down. Well, it's short selling slash options. But essentially what happens is really big companies and hedge funds try to sabotage stocks to go down in the sense that they buy so many shares that are going down that they can't cover them. They keep making up numbers. It's called blind trading, which is technically totally illegal, but it never can really be exposed. But there's a guy out there who was, and people on his Reddit channel called Wall Street Bets have realized these companies are using this illegal blind trading, selling shorts for stocks that they don't have the ability to cover to screw regular people over, essentially, and make tons and tons of money. But they got caught in that lie, and instead of saying, oh, they're doing this lie, and the SEC does nothing and gives them a little country club prison, they've taken to letting everybody know, and the whole world, regardless of, and this is what I think is the most beautiful thing about this, it's not even about the money, is the fact that regardless of your race, your political stance, your religion, everyone's just coming together to say, you know what, enough of this crap. Everyone's buying little shares here and there. And the big big hedge funds and the big companies that are screwing over the little people, so to speak, are now trapped. They can't get away. So now, once the short-term lease goes up, so to speak, with the stock, and they have to pay up because they thought the stock would go down to like $2, and now it's up hundreds of dollars, they have to pay at a premium price. So therefore, basically all the little people that band together to attack the big sharks, so to speak, are now going to be paid pretty well if they play their cards right. And either way, even if you lost everything, it's worth it just for the simple fact that you took them down. So now us regular people can get a reset, so to speak, a financial reset.
Nice.
Well, you know, whoever put in, right?
Yes,
whoever. Yeah, pretty much. but you gotta look at it this way. According to the statistics right now, number wise, practically almost everyone put in that's in stock market. Everyone put a little bit in just for the fun to see what happens, and they're just holding on. So it's a win for everybody to some degree. Even if you get like, you put $10 in and you make $40, you're still winning to some degree. And you're also, as a giant group of people, saying we're not going to be pushed around anymore. And it's beautiful that everyone's come together for one instead of fighting one another.
Yes.
And the media has been trying to sabotage it by making it so you can't buy the stock, which is illegal. And then they've tried to sabotage it by saying that we are going to lose all our money, and they're trying different tactics over and over, but nobody's falling for it anymore. Everyone's like, you know what? We're done. And they're stepping up, and that's just cool. So that's why my name is Wall Street Bets right now, in honor of that.
You can only push us so far.
But not all billionaires are bad. Like Mark Cuban's very much in support of it. Elon Musk is very much trolling all the people that are trying to screw over the little people. And I got to find the article. I'll try to find it where they posted a sign on Times Square making fun of it.
Oh, yeah. It said GameStop Go Burr.
Burr basically means the sound effect that the money machine makes when everyone's collecting money. So they're basically just taunting the rich people at this point. The bad rich people. It's not all rich people are bad. Mm-hmm. We should be addressing that. And even, what is that, AOC, who's extremely a left politician, and Ted Cruz both agree on something for once.
Wow.
They both agree that the Robin Hood shouldn't be stopping the trades and everything. And yeah, a lot of politicians on both the right and the left actually in unanimous agreement for something. For once, which is beautiful. I just like seeing people come together. That's really what it is.
Yeah, I definitely really agree. Yeah. You know, just the little people learning how to do trades and stuff, you know, it's going to be an equal nation then. Yeah, and I'm glad about that. I was reading an article, speaking of stock market, I was reading an article how this family 4 years ago gave their 6-year-old son stocks in GameStop. 4 years ago.
Wow.
For his birthday, and now he made from that. I don't know how much it was. I think it was like $6 back then. Yeah, $6 for 10 shares. Now he made $3,200 from that. No one would have known that this was gonna happen. And the kid is so happy. The kid took $1,000 from the $3,200 and bought Roblox.
Oh, wow.
It's something yes. that, yeah.
Kids love Roblox.
Roblox, yeah. But yeah, you get the money, you spend it wisely. And the rest of the money is in savings. They really taught that kid
That's
properly.
Good.
It's, yeah, they gave the kid money for Kwanzaa.
Nice.
Yeah. It's really awesome. Yeah. I didn't know that you kids like stocks. I never knew about
You gotta
that.
Teach them young. I didn't even know about stocks until now. You know, I always thought it was something that you have to get a finance degree to understand.
No.
Yeah, they don't teach you that. They should have taught us that in high school. I would have been so, like, rich. Or I would have saved so much money by now.
Me too. Yeah. I feel the same. I feel like that's something that should be taught in school. You know, it's something everyone should know. You know?
Jim Cramer, who's got a show on CNBC, you probably heard of him. He's a little crazy. It's entertaining. But he's always said that you should get your kids into stock market. And the best way to get children into stock market to learn is have them invest in something they kind of enjoy. Like GameStop, I guess, for that kid. Or he recommends Disney a lot of times because everyone watches Disney films when they grow up. Because Disney's also got to be, when a kid's probably 18, Disney's still be fine. Disney's like a big organization, and it's not going anywhere. So he recommends buying a kid a little stock that they kind of like, have some sort of invested interest in on a personal level, to teach them how the stock market works. So when you become older, you know how to handle the stock market. Because you can make, stock market is really the key to making money in America. It's the heart of what America is. America is all about investing your wealth to grow. And most people in America don't follow that principle. It's one of the few countries where you can really do that, and they don't limit you. People should take advantage.
It's also a gamble, though, because you have to really be careful with the stock market. If you don't really know what you're doing, you can lose.
Not necessarily. If you are, if you're trying to get rich quick, yes. Yeah. A lot of times people do that. I want to get rich quick. They think it's like Wolf of Wall Street, but Wolf of Wall Street also had a lot of criminal activity. But they think it's like you buy a stock, it goes up, and then you basically buy a Ferrari the next day. That's not how it works. Stock market's a safe way to do the stock market, and it's fully safe, is to invest in long-term companies that you believe will last. Like a few big long-term companies, like IBM. These are old companies. This is like the old school mentalities. And it works though. Disney, for example. Now, even if Disney doesn't do good for 5 years, by the time you're old enough to retire, it will go up. Every stock goes up. That's a big company. Now, if you're investing in little companies, it's called risk reward. If it's too risky, it's not, it's like you get higher risk, higher reward, but you stay with the safe and stable ones is better than a savings account in the long run. You put it into like your long-term companies that you know are going to last 50 years down the road. You're not even going to think about. And you just sit there.
That's really good. I don't know. I have very little money in the stock market because I don't want to gamble too much. But it's fun when you actually
Take a little of everything. You know, that's what Robinhood is. Robinhood does. Yeah. It takes a little. Choose what you're going to do. So don't put all your eggs in one basket.
No.
Put some here, put some there.
Exactly.
Some that you think you know, and you know, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You'll come out ahead.
Absolutely. You know?
It always goes up. There's no gamble in it in the long run. That's why everyone goes into mutual funds and everyone goes into 401ks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why 401k is good, because like when I worked, I had like a high interest I had a fixed interest on my 401k and turned out to be profitable.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know.
If you look at, like, AT&T back in, like, I don't know, 1950 compared to now, it's, like, skyrocketed. Everything skyrocketed from that time period, for the most part. Just invest in a solid company.
Yes.
Because savings accounts aren't going to give you anything. Savings accounts are a waste of money.
Well, you know,
It fluctuates. Yeah, before the pandemic, I still have them. I have Marcus Goldman Sachs, and they had such a great return rate. It was like 2.4%. You put all of your savings in there, and I mean, but then, I mean, they don't take your money if it goes down, but you just get less. Right now it's like at 0.5% from 2.4%. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. But yeah. I still have my money in there because it's a basic savings account. You know, it's good to have your savings in a savings account. But I also do the stock market too. And I have my money in Robinhood. Mm-hmm. And there are some companies like MasterCard. You get like 3% like dividend back, which is like better than my savings account at Marcus. But the thing with the stock market is it fluctuates too. So, I mean, you put your money in and it goes down, you lose a little. But if it's the good stock and it's doing and it's pretty solid, you can get a pretty good dividend back.
Oh, yeah, but if you, tips.
And if you wanna, I mean, it's good and bad. Like they have the what is the ETF? What is that like?
ETF is basically a cluster of stocks in a certain. Generally, in a certain field, they make ETFs for all sorts of things. Like, for example, you might have an ETF that is all different, spread out different gold stocks, or you can do an index fund. Index fund is more bigger field of things, so it spreads out your stuff even more, essentially. These are all different things that are really good for people that don't know what to invest in. But if you're investing in a big company, 20 years down the line, it'll still be a big company. So that's first you do ETFs and index funds, and then you go slowly down the chain, so to speak. The reason I don't personally like ETFs is I'd rather invest in a company that I like rather than a bunch of, like, for example, technology. Let's say I like Apple. I'd want to invest in Apple and not some weird technology company I never heard of. Right. So I'd just rather put my money directly there. But some people rather just throw it in different things, and it will go up 20 years down the road. People, when they invest, that are investing just for long term, like investing for like stability when they retire, should not be looking at it on a yearly basis. They should just look at what's going to be around when they think it's going to be around when they're 20 years down the road. And then 20 years down the road, they should pull their money out and be fine. So there will be months and years that it goes down. Don't even worry about it. In the long term, all stocks have been proven to go up by at least 10% every 10 years.
Yeah, not bad. It's really good information to know, especially at a time like this where a lot of people are uncertain about their income and their financial situation and jobs and such because of the quarantine and the pandemic. But I mean, I guess I want to share another article, which is sort of unrelated in a way, but still related.
Thank you for that, Wall Street Bets.
Thank you for that. Thank you. And I think this is really adorable. And whether you like Bernie Sanders or not, he went to Biden's inauguration with his mittens and he sat there in the cold. And from that, it became a huge internet sensation, like a huge internet meme. And he used that, his internet fame, to raise money for charity. Mm-hmm. So
sweet. What charity is he doing?
So he's a Vermont senator, right? So he actually raised money for charities such as Meals on Wheels. And let's see where it says here. I have an article where it says the charities that he donated to.
Oh, that's sweet. Meals on Wheels. I know that it's helping the elderly food.
Yes, I used to do that.
Oh, you did?
Really awesome. Another one for seniors. So the article I have here says that the Bernie Sanders meme and mittens have now raised over $1.8 million for charity. Isn't that amazing?
Nice.
Oh, do you have a link? Maybe we can help raise money.
Let's see. Yeah, I can send you send you the article, but it's actually multiple things. So actually, wait, I can send you his personal website. He has So Bernie Sanders has a merchandise page.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I know you put it on a sweatshirt, right? Name on the sweatshirt.
So all of his proceeds benefits Vermont-based charities, including Meals on Wheels and senior citizen advocacy groups. Aww. Yeah, really cute. And also the maker of the mitten, he didn't buy this mitten from like Walmart or something. He actually bought it from a small owner. Her name is Jan Ellis, and she was an elementary. She is an elementary school teacher, and she made the famous mittens that that Bernie Sanders wore. And everyone wants it, but she's like, she doesn't have. She doesn't have the manpower to make it, but she has a philanthropic website also called Generosity Brings Joy.
Oh, so sweet. So we don't normally talk about politics here because, you know, it can be a iffy subject, but, you know, at least this is good for charity. I mean,
it is, you know, and I really like that, you know, it's people, it's not like, oh, you're making money off this meme and it's going to fill your pocket. Here's this senator, you know, he represents certain ideals and he's taking his fame and he's giving back to the community. So a lot of these are, I guess, his supporters or such. One of my favorite is Toby Time Crochet. And I saw the article before, but I didn't click on it before. And I was like, oh, did she make it and sell it and pocketed the money? She didn't. So she crocheted a Bernie Mittens crochet doll. And I'm looking at the doll now and it's adorable. He's like sitting on a little chair. And she put it on eBay for 99 cents. 167 bids later, someone bought it for, well, it was sold for $20,300.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah. Expect that one.
Yeah, and she's selling her pattern on Etsy. Where did the money go? Okay. She raised money for charity. What charity did she? Oh, she raised money for charity, and the benefits went to Meals on Wheels.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, Meals on Wheels. You know, it's sweet to really donate and help the elderly.
It's good to see people's faces, like the elderly, and you deliver it to them, and they're just like, wow. You know, that's what made me so happy. You know.
So that you had actual experience with this.
Yes. From New York State of Mind. New York State of Mind. We used to do, like, the way the group was, it was half social, half community. So we did social events and community events. So it was like every Sunday we would do Meals on Wheels in Midtown Manhattan.
Wow.
And it was local. So, you know, you just had your bag filled it up and then went to the place and delivered meals.
That's really cool.
That's really awesome. So you would get the meals and take the train and go, or how does
No. It's walking distance.
Oh, okay.
So it could be like 2-3 blocks, 5 blocks, 6 blocks, whatever. And you just walk, and they give you a big bag that you put all the stuff in that's heated, so that when they get their meals, it's warm. And then you just go to the apartment buildings where they are and deliver the meals. And we would go out in packs of 4.
Ooh.
So, you know, it would be great.
I love that. I wish we can do more of that, you know.
Yeah. I have to look into it again and see who's doing it again.
I definitely want to look into that too and try to help out. You know, we should always help out, you know, our neighbors or anyone that needs help. Because you never know. You never know one day you might need help, or not even that. You just enjoy helping, seeing a smile on someone's face. Helping feed.
Yeah, exactly. So Jean Ellis, the originator, the person who made the mittens for him, she said that this entire experience, this is the lesson life has taught me again and again. Who was the one who originated mittens? If you give of yourself, not just material gifts, but your time, your goodwill, your kindness, you receive joy. It's that simple. You don't have to be rich to care. You just have to be human. We all have so many gifts, and the world is a better place when we share them. So that's what she said.
Yeah, and speaking of that, we were talking about stocks. People took their GameStop profits and they donated. They donated to people. Matthew, who did they donate to?
There's so many people. They've been donating to various children's organizations. So a lot of people took their GameStop, the stocks from GameStop, bought actual GameStop materials because they know they obviously it's covered anyway when the stock sells. Mm-hmm. And they gave like PlayStations and different games to like kids like St. Jude's, different places like that where, you know, kids don't got to really get much of a chance to do things and stuff so they can enjoy. They've just been dropping them off at all different locations. I wish I had the article. I came across it like 2 days ago. So everyone's taking the wins and giving back, which is awesome.
That's good.
good, and that's what it's all about. You know, hopefully if I win big money, well, okay, when, let's not say if, when I make big money, we, you know, positivity, when I make big money, I will do the same. Awesome. This is such a great episode, and very happy to see you all.
And our dining starts in 2 weeks. Yes.
Oh, it does?
Valentine's Day.
Yay. Oh,
it's...
I mean, it's convenient, yes. Valentine's Day, so... I mean, a lot of people go out on Valentine's Day, whether you're ladies, all ladies going out. I used to do that. You know, I used to go to all my ladies. We used to see a movie and a dinner. And,
well, it's just...
And I went with
it's
my
just
mom.
Who you love. That's how I see Valentine's Day, is who you love. So, like, you know, it could be old guys or just friends. Like, we would do, like, old friends, you know.
That's what it's about, yeah. It doesn't. You don't have to have a lover to enjoy Valentine's
that
Day.
That is true.
It's a day of, it's a day of love for who you love. Your friends, your parents, your grandparents.
Your anyone. Pets.
Your pets, yes.
You yourself, pets. Too. I always treat myself first.
Yes. Oh my gosh, how could I forget? Always yourself
That's
first.
Good. Yes. It took me a long time to realize that. My friend yelled at me. He goes, you got to take care of yourself first. You got to love yourself. I'm like, okay. Because I used to do things for other people all the time. And he's like, no. You got to do stuff, you know, for yourself. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it starts with your self-love first. Once you love yourself, you'll get everything. Everything will flow into life.
Yes, and that is true. It's happening now.
Yeah, it's like that Whitney Houston song, learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love Whitney. definitely love yourself and things will come. Just magically come. Don't worry about others. I mean, like, you know, give and you know.
Yeah. Gotta be careful how you word that because it's all about interpretation.
I think,
Matthew, when are you coming back from outer space?
I don't know. My faith is slowly being restored in humanity these days, so maybe I'll come back down soon. I might stop off at Mars beforehand. I didn't get to see Mars. I kind of just shot straight up over here. I went to Pluto. It's too cold. Came back a little bit.
Well, it's a cold day today, so everyone stay warm.